Hello everyone, how are you doing? My name is Tosin and I welcome you back to this podcast. So today we'll be talking about personal branding. And I'm sure most of us, we know what personal branding is all about, but I'm just going to give us a quick reminder into what personal branding means. So to some people, personal branding, corporate branding, company branding means a lot to them, but your personal branding is different from your business platform. So it depends on who you are, if you're an entrepreneur or a social media influencer or simply gunning for that promotion at work, or your personal branding plays an important role. So everyone is doing it, but few are doing it right. So are you doing it right? So one of the things you need to understand in building your personal branding is to be yourself. Your brand should be a reflection of what you are, who you are, what you believe in. Just imagine being a brand, building a brand, because you have to act in a certain way or appear in a way so that the society can accept you. So a lot of people lose themselves in the process. People connect to people. If you don't appear to be a real person, you won't gain the trust of people. Number two thing you need to know is to know your strength, know where your strength lies, know the things that actually get to you, the things that you can do, the things that get your interest. It might be traveling, it might be food, it might be book reviews, it might be anything, politics, it might be anything. So just know your strength. Then third thing to know is to build your online presence. A lot of social media influencers or online influencers don't have social media bios. In short, they don't even have a following. You need to build your online presence. It is very, very important. So another thing you also need to know is to tell your stories. Storytelling game is actually real. So if you're unable to convey your story, people won't buy into your brand. People buy into people, so you need to sell your story to people. And the last thing is to always remain a learner in your industry. It is important to note that you need to learn from others in the industry and don't assume that you know everything. So guys, thank you for staying with me and listening to this podcast. I'll see you next time. Bye.